Hi, this is Jennifer Renee. We're here in the studio with Kristen Williams, a director of the new Transgender Community Center. And that's not quite the name, is it?
Well, no. It's actually the organization that runs the Transgender Center is the Transgender Foundation of America. And this is a Transgender Foundation of America center located here in Houston.
Now, this is the first one?
Yes.
There's nothing else like this?
No, nothing. In fact, nothing like it in the entire world. It's the first and only one. Certainly, this is kind of... and the truth is, you know, we kind of got our inspiration from this, from Brenda Thomas. If you remember years back, gosh, it must have been around...
she was around for, what, 30 years?
Yeah.
She was a transgender activist here mm-hmm. in Houston, worked for the city.
That's right.
On AIDS awareness.
HIV.
Yes.
Yeah, and I had worked with her a lot over the years, and one of the things that she had always wanted and felt that was very necessary is some sort of a cultural center or a center for transgender people to be and to house their history and to access resources.
So the community center or center has historical data on the transgender community. Now, is it just in Texas and Houston, or is it nationally?
Well, no, it's, gosh, we have all kinds of transgender history memorabilia going back actually thousands of years. And it's from almost every culture imaginable, from the Roman Empire all the way up to Christine Jorgensen. This includes statuary, coins, everything from postage stamps to original photographs of transgender people, like, let's see, Mary Edwards Walker. We have an original photograph of her. We have
really?
lots of very rare older books, personal letters from Christine Jorgensen, lots of different autographs. Just recently, I don't remember her name, but she is the first transgender politician ever elected in Japan, and she took it upon herself to send us a bunch of her information to be included in this archive.
That's wonderful. I guess one of the interesting things is that when you talk about the history and we go back thousands, I say we because I'm a trans too, is the fact that, if you didn't know, the fact is that we've been, despite what some people may say, we've actually been around for thousands of years.
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm sure in some cave somewhere there's some drawings. One of us probably did the drawings. And... but what was the story behind this? I know you said that it was Brenda's deal, but there's got to be the backstage story behind this. And
you
give
know,
us some of the information. The first.
Well, yes, and this is kind of some gossipy information, but I'll tell you.
Mm. Hey, just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Okay, so here's kind of the inside scoop on that. It was around the time that the whole NDA non-discrimination thing was.
That was
kind
November of last year.
Yes, and some people contacted me and a friend Carolyn, who has been active in the community for years as well, specifically in HIV, and they basically told us that they thought it was a rotten deal that the transgender folks get, and that we seem to get the short end of the stick all the time, no matter what. You know, we can't get medical care. It's very difficult to find competent doctors who will work with us. Insurance companies won't pay for our medical care. We're excluded from almost all social services in the Houston, Harris County area. We can't, if we're homeless, there's no shelter who will, you know, work with us, house us. And they thought, you know, well, we would like to do something. And they came to us and suggested, can we do this? And of course, I went, yes, of course.
Yes.
Sure, you bet. And out of that formed the Transgender Foundation of America. And what we would like to do is use Houston as kind of a laboratory, if you will, of empowering our community to help itself and to be its own stewards of its own history, to help itself through creating more groups, support groups, you know, one transgender person helping another. Mm-hmm. So that's really what we would like to accomplish here in Houston, and it seems to be going very well.
I was noticing in some of the stuff, the groups that use the center as their for their meeting location, and HTGA, TATS, TG Social Group, STAG, Significant Others Support,
right.
TG Buddhist Group.
Yes.
TG Christian Group.
Yes.
All right. And then CAB, and then City of Houston's TG Task Force.
That's right. And that's brand new. That's the City of Houston decided that we needed a task force and approached me, several months ago, about working with the City of Houston to address HIV in the transgender community. Now, the thing with our community, what we believe is that the reason why the transgender community has such a high HIV infection rate isn't because, gosh, someone comes out as being transgender and all of a sudden they're going to acquire HIV. It's usually something to do. It's symptomatic of the way that our role in our culture and our society here in Houston. We believe that the reason why we have a high HIV infection rate is because it is difficult to get HIV testing. It is difficult to find medical care. It's difficult to access social services, and there just seems to be, someone comes out as a transgender person. I have a great example of this. There was a young transgender person who was 19 and who was kicked out of her home for being transgender and had been taking hormones for a long, long time. Went to a social service agency for help, and that they refused her service, and no place would house her. And she, of course, at that point, before this happened, she was a non-smoker, didn't use drugs, didn't drink, and was a vegetarian. After this, none of those things were true anymore, and she had gone through the jail system a couple of times and had become HIV positive. Now, all of that was preventable had she been able to access care. So groups like this are very, very important, and we've seen them grow out of this center. When the City of Houston found out that the community was kind of getting its act together in this way, they thought that the time was very ripe to kind of move on this issue.
Well, one of the things, too, and I think for the people that are listening need to understand, is that many transgenders, it's very difficult. They can't get work. There's a whole set of prejudices that go along with it that are significant, even more so than just being gay or lesbian or bisexual. The trans community or a transgender person has a tendency to confront, not them personally, but it confronts the individual who meets us, the employer, and so they don't want to hire us. And as a community, we have trouble getting jobs. There's only so much we can do. And many of the young ones mm-hmm. in our community end up being sex workers.
That's right.
Where do they get the AIDS? It's from being sex workers.
That's right.
And they're sex workers because the society itself doesn't give us a chance. And there's a few of us, like you and I and some other people that we both know very well, that were able to make the transition and maintain jobs, some of them in their own careers that they had before.
Right. And, you know, it also goes a little bit deeper than that. And it you know, there's issues of self-esteem and self-worth that is, you know, if that means sleeping with you without a condom, if you will like me, if you will hold me, those kinds of things, you know, I'm willing to do that. And sometimes it's not strictly sex work. It's about if I sleep with you, if I continue sleeping with you, then I have some place to live.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and that's because there's no housing of any kind. And if you're on the street, there's no place for you to go. You're kicked out of your home because you come out to your parents as being trans, and then suddenly you're on the street because there's no place, no one will take you in.
That's right. And one thing about this transgender community center, you know, it's one of the, you know, it's just a very, very nice place. And, gosh, if I had had something like this whenever I was coming out and my self-esteem was nothing, and I walked into a place that was this nice and I could access my own history as a human being immediately, it kind of confers an inherent value on a community member to walk into a nice place and be treated nice and to have meetings that represent all segments of our community and that everyone is there to support one another. And that's one of the things that I've seen that has kind of been really nice is with all the groups in one place, I see that the groups are working together in a way that I've never seen before, which has been very nice and I think very positive for building a stronger community. And, you know, I just, one of the things that I really believe is, you know, we as a transgender community can't sit around on our hands and hope and just try to hope that somehow, some way, things will get better for us. We have to do it for ourselves.
Well, by creating a sense of community by all the groups in one spot, because I know in the past, being active in the community for 15 years now, that the truth is that we never had a single place where we could come. At some point, GLBT Community Center was a resource, but prior to that, the transgender community, as well as its meetings, were somewhat outcast. Mm-hmm. It's only really been in the last number of years that the trans community is actually part of the gay and lesbian bisexual community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the whole purpose of having a transgender center is to deal with the issue of gender. We're so vulnerable. We have so many, well, issues that, you know, we felt that we needed to provide some specialized area so that people can come to receive specialized services, access specialized resources, and have a safe place where they know this is where I can go that represents me as a transgender individual. And again, this is you know, a TFA center. This is where we're based out of, and this is where our offices are.
Now, I know you were talking earlier that this is sort of the start.
That's right.
And is there a long-term plan, I say long-term, over the next 5 years or so to expand into other cities?
Well, what we're doing right now is we're in the process of looking at how resources can be applied in the transgender community to produce the best outcomes. One of our thoughts right now is that we see that these centers are seem to be helpful to the transgender community, accessing your history, having resources immediately available, and pulling the groups together, which really kind of ended all of the infighting like that, are important. And so our thought is that we would like to expand and set up centers in other areas. In fact, I will be going to San Francisco in December to look at how feasible that is.
As a resource here in our community, does the center act as an advocate for the community with interacting with other service organizations?
Absolutely.
Like Montrose Counseling Center or some place, or the city of Houston, some of the other places where in the past they really haven't been open and accepting of transgenders.
Well, for instance, we on the Thursday night socials, we invite some of the HIV testing organizations in, and they provide free HIV testing on Thursday nights. And for instance, one of the things that we feel is very important is to work within some of the different city groups and local groups to encourage some real change. Mm-hmm. For instance, very, very recently, the Houston Homeless Coalition just changed their standards of care to now include protections for transgenders specifically.
Go ahead.
Which means that if someone is going to be accessing HUD funding for shelters, they will now have to provide care to transgender people.
Okay, we're about to run out of time, but I wanted to cover one other thing. First, give me your information. I got one more question, but I want to go and get our information out twice.
Okay.
The location and website, phone numbers, that sort of thing.
The Transgender Center is located kind of in the heart of Montrose. It's on 713 Fargo, 713 like the area code, and Fargo like the movie without a wood chipper. Mm-hmm. And the phone number is 713-520-8586. That's 713-520-8586. And if you want to know more about the center, you can go to our website, which is tgctr.org.
Well, we've been speaking with Kristen Williams of the Transgender Foundation of America Center here in Houston, Texas, an advocacy location, as well as the Center for the Transgender Archives here in Houston. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you.
And this is Queer Voices.